Well, Jared, it is not long now before you'll be heading off to South Africa for this big race. Before we get on to the details of the event itself, how do you feel now before setting off? Nerves, excitement, or maybe a wee combination of both?
Yeah, as you say, a combination of everything there, you know. The fitness is fine and, yeah, nervous, you know, but excited, really excited. Like a child leading up to Christmas time, we've been dreaming about this for a long time. And, yeah, very excited, yeah.
Right, so the race itself, it's called Cape Epic, based around the outskirts of Cape Town in South Africa, known widely as the Tour de France of mountain biking. Can you give us some more detail on what the event is and how you found yourself entering it?
Yeah, so the Cape Epic started in 2004, I believe, and like that, when I started cycling, I've been watching this, the pros, and it's just amazing. It's just like the dream of mountain biking. The terrain, the scenery, it just looks amazing. But the difference is, you just touched on the Tour de France, the difference is with that is amateurs can do this, and this is the pinnacle for mountain biking. I don't see anything better than this. You know, as an amateur. So we actually go behind the professionals. They go off in the morning time and then we're that wee bit later in the day. And yeah, so they're probably about, doing the whole thing in 3 or 4 hours, and we could be out there for 8 or 9 hours. But, you know, you have the best in the world from the professionals, Nino Scherder and Antoine Cooper, and just these big names that you watch on TV, and they're just amazing. So to go to there and to be doing the same race, the same stages as an amateur, yeah, it's something I've been dreaming of for a long time. And as I say, I got the opportunity from a friend of mine, Justin Doherty, who invited me out there just before Christmas. And he floated the idea, and had a conversation with my wife, and she said, go on for it, you know, it's a dream, just go for it and just enjoy yourself, you know.
We'll get into maybe more of the nuts and bolts about the stages and that kind of thing in a minute, but I want to just go back to the beginning, Jared. How did you get into cycling in the first place?
Well, yeah, back in maybe 2010 or 11, a friend of mine, Hugh McMahon, he got me involved with Tyrconnell Club at the time, and I'm still involved and I'm on the committee now, but at that time it was Bike Week, and they invited me up to Perth, and Perth is just amazing. It's just even for walking, Perth on the other side of Glencolumbkill, it is just fantastic. And at that stage I was cycling just a basic bike, and I progressed then from a full-on full-sus bike, double suspension bike, you know. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that first day with him, and it just got me hooked with the club, and then I joined Tyrconnell at the time, and ever since I've been with them. And then got into racing, mountain biking racing, and road cycling as well, and the club have been a massive support in what I've done in leading up till now. A lot of my races be travelling away to Connacht and the Ulster Series. That's where it has been for me, you know.
Let's chat a wee bit more about the club then, Tyrconnell Gap Cycling Club. Tell us a wee bit more about the club, based in southwest Donegal, I think, and going in the right direction by all accounts. You're on the committee there, are you?
Yes, that's right. I'm on the committee. So the Gap is St. Glenties, Ardra, and Port Nuy, and there's a lot more areas than that. We have people coming from Dunkinealy and Killybegs and just that surrounding area. Every Wednesday night we meet up as the mountain biking crew, and we pick a different place. We meet up at 7 o'clock, and you know, our motto is nobody's ever left behind, and that's very much the case, you know. We're very inclusive with beginners and the whole lot, you know. And so our club is, we have 3 flagship events every year. The first one being the Easter charity cycle, which is on Easter Monday. The charity cycle, the charity is not announced yet, but it'll be on Facebook soon enough. And then the next one after that is September, the Harvest Fair. And then the one after that then is our, we've had for the past 2 years, a gravel mountain biking event taking place starting in Letcher. And we have 50 to 75K of bog roads and back roads is just amazing. When people are talking to me about the scenery that I'll see in South Africa, but the scenery in Donegal, we're lucky to be living here where we live. You know, Donegal is just amazing, and I'm a blow-in, and I just appreciate where I live. I'm lucky to live and work in Ardra, and yeah, that's where it is, and we're very lucky. Yeah.
Well, it'll soon be from Ardra to Cape Town. Cape Epic, you're going as part of a two-man team, I believe. Who's your partner, and how important will teamwork be over the 7 days of race, and what kind of a dynamic is it? How does it work?
So, yeah, my partner there in crime is Justin Doherty. He floated the idea back in September to me, and he mentioned that he was going when I was up at his events, which was the Dunloy gravel ride. And so he had floated the idea that he was going there, and but he knew that I was well jealous, like, you know. So he twisted my rubber arm around Christmas time about going, and like that, I went back to the wife, and we were just chatting. She said, yeah, go for it, you know, it's a dream, just go for it. So Justin, as I say, he's very mechanically minded, whereas I wouldn't be, and he's a real positive kind of a person, and we'll float we'll work as a team together, you know, and he's, you know, as I say, we've got a good rapport going and a good relationship going there, and so we're looking forward to the whole thing, like, you know.
So it all kicks off with a prologue on the 15th of March, with the first days then underway the next day on the 16th. What do you think those opening days are going to be like mentally? I suppose a bit of a shakedown on the 15th will be a nice enough way to start it.
Yeah, that's right. So on that first day, the opening day, it's going to be hard to get used to the heat. There's no getting around that. Like, you know, it's 30, 35 degrees heat that you're looking at. And, you know, the dust, something in Donegal that we don't have a lot of is heat and dust. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. You know, it's a challenge. And, so the first day is 20K and the next day after that is 90. Overall, the whole eight days of cycling, I think we're like 700K of a distance and 16K of climbing. We're just so looking forward to things, like, you know.
And I was looking at the route profile there, that the fifth day between Greaton and Stellenbosch really stands out to be one of maybe the most grueling. It's 128 kilometres with 2,700 metres of climbing. It'll be tough going.
That's right, yeah. But listen, this is something I've been watching on TV for a long time, on YouTube channels, and, you know, the trails, the berms, it just looks amazing. And I'm very privileged to get out there and do this. Like, you know, as I say, it's been a dream, and I'm very lucky. I was very lucky that I have been asked to go alongside Justin. You know.
Yeah, tell us a wee about the logistics. What bike will be on? Your gear, nutrition, travel, all that stuff. There must be a right wee bit of planning that goes on just to simply get to the start line.
As you say, yeah, planning comes into play. So. As it is, you know, carrying the bike box there, getting flights all sorted and nutrition. If you're not eating right, you're not drinking right, you may as well not even turn up. That's pretty much key. The training for me is like, I've had to spin bike up the stairs in the spare bedroom and having the cycle there with the heat on and trying to get used to things like that, and then upping the miles on the training. Now, I'm only after coming out of from last year. I work for Damien Diver, and I'm sure that people know him. So he invited me to go and do the free last year, the Atlantic Way. And again, as I say, Donegal is just amazing scenery, and we went and done that. So coming out of the back of that that race, I kicked on from that, from the training onto the cycle cross Ulster series. And so the fitness is good, and, you know, so I just need to work on, you know, the heat element, you know, and looking forward to that, as I say.
I suppose something like that, accomplishing the 3-3-3, will give you confidence to go to South Africa and, as you say, trust your fitness. You'll have plenty of people from the Tyrconnell Gap Club. You mentioned your wife Amanda, of course, a big support, and obviously lots of people across Donegal will be following your progress and wishing you well. Support like that is going to be so important to what you're doing, Jared.
Yes, that's right, that's right. As I say, you know, maybe the club will have something up there and with my you know, keeping an eye on things, like, you know.
Where can we follow the race? It's on TV, is it?
It is on TV, but I'm sure the club will have stuff up there on Facebook.
Just to wrap up, the final day, I think it's a 58-kilometre ride into Stellenbosch. When you picture crossing that finish line, what do you think will be going through your head?
Right now, all I can just vision it, and the two of us holding that medal. It's all about finishing the race for us. You know, Justin has done this before, and unfortunately wasn't able to finish. He got sick. You know, as it is, it's all about planning, and, you know, mentally planning also, you know, making sure that we're strong. We want to finish this thing. You know, it's not about winning. It's just finishing, you know, and so looking forward to it. You're talking about Stellenbosch there. We're cycling through vineyards, and, you know, it's just a dream, you know. So
yeah, it'll be amazing. And aside from the cycling, South Africa's a beautiful country. Will you get the chance to do any exploring? Table Mountain there looks like a nice hike. I wonder if you'll be in any shape to head up there after it's all said and done, or maybe a wee safari or trip through a vineyard would be easier in the legs.
I might go to a vineyard, and going up the mountain after that cycling might be too much, you know, a wee vineyard and a wee glass of wine or two mightn't do any harm, you know, but, you know, sightseeing, maybe just leave for another time.
Another time, yeah, that's it. Well, the very best of luck, Jared. It's been great chatting to you, and we'll be keeping a close eye on your journey in South Africa, and the very best of luck, okay? Take care.
Thank you very much, Nick.